Your heart shall rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is once again the first Friday of the month, and again today we are asking God's forgiveness for our own sins and also those of the whole world. And today is also the feast of Saint Therese of Lisieux, also called the Little Flower. She was a French girl who lived in the 19th century, and her family always kept very obediently their religious duties. The family rose every morning at 5 to attend an early mass. Saint Therese's father was a member in the Blessed Sacrament Society, and he took part in the monthly nocturnal adorations of the Blessed Sacrament on First Fridays, just like some of the men in our parish do today. Children, we have seen in religion, our religion class, that you need to love God from your whole heart, and Saint Therese certainly did. One day when she was attending the Mass in a cathedral, she saw a picture of the crucified Christ stuck out of her missal, and she started to ponder how horrible it must have been on Calvary, where our Lord's blood was dripping to the ground, and there was nobody to collect it. So she decided that for her whole life she would remain at the foot of the cross and receive Jesus' holy body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, shouting together with him, "I thirst." Children, besides God, we have also seen in religion that you need to love your neighbor. And Saint Therese had such a great thirst of love for the conversion of sinners. She joined the Carmelite nuns, who were nuns dedicating their lives to prayer, and Saint Therese prayed especially for the missionary workers. Because, children, it is through the missionaries that God mostly rescues many, many sinners from the service of the devil. She had such a high appreciation to the missionary workers that once she wrote to a missionary in China that she believed that all the missionaries will go straight to heaven without the need to be cleansed in the flames of purgatory. She wrote, "I simply wanted to say that it seems to me that all missionaries are martyrs by desire and will, and that in consequence not one should go to purgatory. If at the moment they appear before God some traces of human weakness remain in their souls, the Blessed Virgin obtains for them the grace to make an act of perfect love, and then gives them the palm and the crown they have so truly merited." So Saint Therese also had a thirsting, childlike love for the Blessed Virgin Mary, and loved her with deep humility. And she had never-ending confidence that Our Lady can rescue even the most hard-hearted sinners. When she was about to die, she was praying for a very, very stubborn apostate named Hyacinth Loison, who had been a Carmelite like herself, but left the church. She said that we must never grow tired of praying, because confidence to Our Lady works miracles on earth. For all the years Saint Therese had been in the monastery, she had been praying for this man, and while many had already condemned him as a lost cause, she kept on going. For a few weeks before she died, on the feast of Saint Hyacinth, this poor man's patron, Saint Therese received communion for the very last time. For the last time, she was now collecting the dripping blood of our Lord on Calvary, and she dedicated this holy act of love for the conversion of this one man. And this man, more despised than loved by the people, finally did make his act of repentance and converted just before he died, 15 years after Saint Therese. Children, again on this first Friday, I want to tell you that no matter how cruel the world is, and no matter how much sin there is, God is always more powerful. On this Friday, imitate Saint Therese and stand at the foot of the cross to make sure not one drop of his precious blood go waste. Your own dedication to God can also convert a sinner, and so you also become like a missionary yourself, like those saints you hear in the sermons in this church. But most importantly, by standing faithfully at the foot of the cross, you gain remission from your own sins. And for all the days of your life, you remain a little precious child of Our Lady and a brave, loving, and confident servant of Jesus. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.